Our health and temperance topic for today is herbs and spices. In the first health and temperance presentation on the central bullseye, which God first told Adam and Eve immediately following their creation, we read in Genesis 1, verse 29, that God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed. To you it shall be for food." However, if we are to follow the counsel of God regarding herbs and spices, we need to understand His definitions of herbs and spices. In the Bible, a herb is a non-woody plant with seasonal foliage and varying expectation of life in the root. On the other hand, spices are aromatic vegetable substances, oils, sap, even leaves. What is cinnamon? A herb or a spice? An aromatic spice. It comes from the bark of a tree. Spices are aromatic vegetable substances. A plain diet free from spices would prove a blessing to you. We bear positive testimony against spices and all exciting substances used as articles of food. Do not eat largely of salt. Give up bottled pickles. Keep fiery spiced food out of your stomach. Eat fruit with your meals, and the irritation which calls for so much drink will cease to exist. The class of compounds causing pungency in plants like chili peppers is called capsaicinoids, which display a linear correlation between concentration and the Scoville scale and may vary in content during ripening. Capsaicin is the major capsaicinoid in chili peppers. The Scoville scale is a measurement of the pungency, spiciness, or heat of chili peppers and other spicy foods, as recorded in Scoville heat units, based on the concentration of capsaicinoids, among which capsaicin is the predominant, but not the only, component. The scale is named after its creator, American pharmacist Wilbur Scoville. The levels of pungency in terms of Scoville units are shown in this chart. Although most modern cayenne peppers are colored red, yellow, and purple varieties exist. Most types are moderately hot, although a number of mild variants exist. Most varieties are generally rated at 30,000 to 50,000 Scoville heat units, although some are rated at 20,000 or less. But please note that the common black pepper spice also ranges from 30,000 to 50,000 Scoville heat units. Bell peppers are rated at 0, and pimentos range from 100 to 500 Scoville heat units. There are other chemical members of the capsaicinoids, which includes gingerol, a chemical compound found in fresh ginger, and piperine, the compound which gives black pepper its spiciness. The body's response to eating spicy hot foods includes that capsaicin binds to pain receptors on the tongue, the brain cools the body by sweating, salivating, and producing mucus. Pain receptors in the esophagus cause a burning sensation in the chest. An irritated phrenic nerve may affect the lungs and cause hiccups. There will be pain and cramping in the stomach. Digestion rate increases, causing diarrhea, and perianal burning may occur. There was a time, not all that long ago, when medical physicians recommended tobacco smoking and chewing to improve the health of lungs. Even though there may be no noticeable immediate damage, other than turning green when first inhaled, We now know that there is a definite long-term physiological damage to the body, including cancers of the lungs and even other organs. Today, in order to avoid the stigma of tobacco smoking, our young people are encouraged to try inhaling the heated vapors of various oils, plant leaves, and hallucinogenic chemicals. We have seen in some cases, even among young healthy children, severe, sometimes fatal, immediate physiological damage. The long-term effects are likely, but not yet proven, to be similar to those of smoking tobacco. Similarly, alcohol ingested as a drink has possible negative effects on the body, and probably long-term effects as well, including overdose poisoning, heart attacks, accidents, mental incompetence, and even cancers. Hallucinogenic drugs, whether smoked or injected, have similar physiological effects to those of alcohol, but at a much greater risk of occurrence. So, despite the demonstrated and obvious physiological hazards of these four substances, people continue to deny the danger and participate in the experimentation. The situation is similar with regard to spices. The physiological damage due to ingestion of spices is known, but denied. The desensitization of nerves by spices urges the ones who are indulging in them to continually seek for hotter and even hotter sensations. Like the preceding four substances, the long-term physiological damages are not yet recognized, but are highly probable. The natural spicy substance, capsaicin, has historically been known for its topical use. Capsaicin, once applied to the skin, causes a brief initial sensitization followed by a prolonged desensitization of the local pain nerves. When I was a teenager, I would arise early, 4 a.m, and walk a mile to the local YMCA. Afterward, I would take a long, hot shower. The longer I showered, the cooler the water felt. I assumed that the water heater was running out of hot water. But later, I realized it was not the water temperature that was degrading, but rather the desensitization of the nerves in my skin. Certainly, not everyone who indulges in eating fiery, spicy foods will be affected the same. But still, it can be a slippery slope. But I have discharged my duty to remind you what the Word of God has recommended for your diet in the beginning, and what the testimonies of Jesus have repeated here near the end of this world of sin. Thank you for your attention.